smiling.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennon on K-Fire 550, KCJV, up in Tioga, Fargo, Dickinson. Got the train running by.
It's open air. It's an open air talk radio here on What's On Your Mind today.
I rather enjoy doing this stuff outside. It makes a talk show a little bit more enjoyable.
The DMVW there, that's a short line, so that's locally owned.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, they're right across the street from the radio stations in Bismarck.
The voice you hear is that of our next guest, Senator John Hoeven, who joins us for an open-air edition of the program. We're open-air because we are here for the groundbreaking of the Bobcat Company's Innovation, Testing, and Technology Facility. And we were teasing Heidi about using a shovel, and you got to use a shovel, too. And they put the governor in actually one of the units there, right?
Yeah, he did pretty well, too. I think he dug a hole in the right spot. So, we were the shovel crew, and he got to drive one of those great skid steers at Bobcat.
I'm sure he had one of those back in the farm.
Oh, yeah. Best in the world, no doubt.
If you have a question or comment for Senator Hoeven, it's welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on What's On Your Mind. So this is big news, right? And obviously there's 2,000 employees for Bobcat here, and now a few more as a result of this. That's good for keeping that stability, right?
This is a big deal. They call it an acceleration center. They'll add 130, well, they have some on staff already, but they're going to have 135 engineers right here doing research, development, and creating the latest, greatest construction, Bobcat-type products, which is everything from the mini excavators to the skid steers to utility vehicles to a whole variety of products and whatever else they come up with. So, like, you're some sharp young engineer coming out of NDSU, and they say, hey, do you want to, help us invent the Bobcats and skid steers and mini excavators of the future? And it's not just good paying job. It's going to be fun for these young people to do this. So 135 at the Acceleration Center salaried. They're up over 400 now hourly workers manufacturing here in Bismarck. And all told statewide, 2,000. So big time presence. Making product that goes all over the world.
How important is it to have the technology side of things here in North Dakota based here? If the technology's here, it stands to reason that it's going to be built here, correct?
Absolutely. This is advanced manufacturing. This is where you got a high-value product so that stands the cost of shipping. So what you want are the best minds developing it and the best people, the best workers putting them together. That's our competitive advantage, and that's why we can not only invent them here but make them here and ship them all over the world.
How tough was it keeping Bobcat here? Once Doosan, obviously an internationally known entity, you as governor, I know, were in the middle of this battle a few times. Was it a heavy lift to keep Bobcat here?
Yeah. I mean, Doosan bought the Bobcat company for over $5 billion. And then the country, goes into this construction recession. They were really in a tough spot. So they had to cut back, and they reduced their presence, not only here but other places. We really had to work with Y.M. Park, who's the chairman of Doosan. And I was over in South Korea 2 years ago. We were working on the U.S.-South Korean Free Trade Agreement, which we got passed. And at that time, he committed to me that, yes, we will be back in Bismarck, and we will be back doing important things, this kind of thing. And there was a little skepticism at the time, but here we are 2 years later, and they've honored that commitment.
It is What's On Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, if you have any questions for Senator John Hoeven. And, Greg, what's on your mind?
Yeah. I was just wondering, I was going to ask Heidkamp this too, Mr. Hoeven, why did you vote yes on that abolishing internet financial records for senators and representatives? It doesn't have to be online anymore so people can see them. I just want to know why everybody voted unanimously yes, get rid of it. Thank you.
I'm going to have to check and see because all of the records that I'm aware of are put on the Internet for ease of access and also to keep them updated on a more current basis. So I'm going to have to take a look at exactly what you're referring to. But the whole effort has been to expand the use of putting congressional records on the Internet.
We asked Senator Heitkamp for you that question as well at the end of last hour, and she was unaware of having voted the way you suggest you did, and sounds like you're not familiar with
it. Yeah, our efforts, my efforts and my votes are geared toward transparency, getting that information on the web.
Appreciate the call, Greg. Thank you.
One of the stories that came up last week, the Minot Air Force Base and the quote-unquote rot within the ranks that took place. Senator, what have you done from your office to address some of the concerns that the military had and the state of North Dakota has? Because this is something we host in our backyard.
Yeah, well, I've been asked about it, and I'm very familiar with Minot Air Force Base and the great men and women that we have up there. But the key is what they're doing about it. Colonel Vircher is the colonel commander in charge of the missile wing, and he's already taking steps. And I think you saw some of his public comments, and that was that they need to do better in terms of the issues that were raised during the inspection by the Inspector General, and that he's very committed to making sure that they're not only doing things right, but continuing to improve how they do them. And that's why you saw the 17 officers who were taken offline for retraining for 60 days, and then they'd be brought back on online with the missile mission. And I think some of the comments that you saw from one of the lieutenant colonels were, you know, they were very strong comments and reflected the desire by leadership in the Air Force to make sure they're doing, not just doing the job, but doing it well.
Anything in that investigation that threatens any of the missions at Minot Air Force Base at all?
You know, I don't think so, no. I think what you see is a real commitment to getting it right and making sure they continue to do it right. And so, you know, we're already working with them and following up and making sure that as they continue to take the necessary steps to make sure that they've addressed it and done it right, that we get the like we were talking about before, the communication out there and the transparency so that the public knows it and is comfortable that they fully addressed it.
We have a call waiting for Senator Hovind. Mark, your question for Senator John Hovind, live from the Bobcat Groundbreaking in Bismarck today. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, good morning. Senator Inhofe is ranking member of the Public Works and Environment Committee in the Senate, and he and many others have raised the point that there's compelling evidence that the data behind global warming and CO2 is fraudulent. It's been falsified. And yet you've gone along voluntarily with all the federal energy mandates based on this fraudulent science, which ultimately will cost our economy trillions of dollars in higher energy costs. So, question, do you believe that CO2 produced by man is causing global warming, and therefore we should allow the EPA to essentially subvert any chance of an energy policy that will be pro-growth?
Thank you, Mark. Senator?
Well, I guess I'd take some exception with your question. I think I've been very pro-energy development, and I continue to do it, and I believe that we can develop all forms of energy by developing and deploying new technologies, just like we're doing here in North Dakota, that enables us to produce more energy and do it with good environmental stewardship. So I don't understand your comment about going along with mandates. For me, that's not the case. Maybe you meant to ask somebody else that question. Or maybe I misunderstood something. But as far as global warming, yes, you know, the Earth goes through heating and cooling throughout the history. But, you know, and so they talk about climate change. Of course our climate changes. But again, my approach has always been common sense, develop all of our energy resources, and if we create the right legal tax and regulatory environment that empowers investment, we'll produce new technologies just like we're doing here in North Dakota with directional drilling and hydraulic fracturing and all these things that will produce more energy, and we continue to show how we improve environmental stewardship while we do it.
Well, you bring up a great point. We're just basically coming out of the end of an ice age right now when you look at the big picture of things. That does segue into...
Look at the dinosaur era, how hot it was there. But then you also had the woolly mammoth era, and it was very cold there. So obviously we go through heating and cooling cycles. We know that.
Quick question on Keystone Pipeline, because that's kind of a segue into the energy side of things.
Yeah.
As far as that's concerned, the comments that were made by some supporters of Obama's energy plan last week about comparing it to slavery. Lincoln's outlawing slavery.
Yeah, I mean, look, any time you go to the facts of the Keystone XL Pipeline, and that's why I sponsored legislation to approve it, and, you know, have it approved congressionally rather than have the president move forward, and I continue to push that. Not only, again, will we produce more energy for our country, both from Canada and oil from right here in North Dakota goes in that pipeline and get it to our refineries, but we also actually reduce CO2 emissions with the pipeline versus not building it. So let's get back to the facts. As a matter of fact, Gina McCarthy, the new nominee for the EPA job, you know, EPA come out with some statements during the comment period, and I said, hey, you need to address those. You know, what you're saying is not accurate. Let's get back to the facts. We're going to bring them back to the facts every single time, and that argues for building the project. And that's why I think ultimately we're going to get it, because we're just going to stay on the facts and keep working to get it.
Less than a minute left. Roger has a question for Senator Hovind. Quickly, Roger, your question.
Being a Vietnam vet, we never left the soldier behind. And I'm kind of curious as to why the Democrats are rallying around Senator Hillary Clinton.
Roger, do me a favor. We're up against the break. Hang tight. We'll continue after a short timeout. Don't go away. Have you been on Leech Lake, Minnesota's third largest lake, some of the best walleye fishing on the planet? Have you been to Walker, Minnesota? Have you seen the historic Chase on the Lake Resort? Folks, it's a premier Minnesota resort. Voted that way time and time again. The lodging, absolutely incredible. The 502 restaurant and bar, well known. The Comprador Aveda Spa. The bowling alley. The amenities. It's absolutely incredible. How about this? One of Minnesota's premier restaurants right now is yours for $69 any room, any night. That's right. This is a fabulous facility. Check it out online, chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT and get the $69 rate before May 23rd. You must hurry. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-242-7306. And tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is What's On Your Mind. We're live from Bismarck today. We're here for the a groundbreaking of Bobcat Company's $20 million expansion to create an innovation, testing, and technology facility. Rich Goldsberry, who is the president of Bobcat, will join us in a moment to talk about this momentous day for a great North Dakota company. I want to finish our conversation with Senator John Hovind, however, and Roger, sorry we were up against a break there. Go ahead and finish your question for the senator. He can hear you now.
Okay. Basically, as a Vietnam vet, I'm very curious as to why the Democrats seem to be rallying around Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, when Barack Obama is the only one that could have given the order to stand down to stop the soldiers from going to help those people in Benghazi. As far as I'm concerned, they might as well have pulled the trigger themselves. That's all I've got to say. That's it.
All right, Roger, you've been following the hearings closely, Senator?
Yeah, and that's what we're working to do is get the facts. Look, we have four great Americans served this country that were killed in this tragic incident. We need to understand what went on, not only for accountability, but so it doesn't happen in the future. And that's what we're working on, and you're going to continue to see that effort. And it should be bipartisan. We should be both. Look, this is about the defense of our country and making sure, like this great Vietnam vet said, you know, making sure we take care of our own.
Well, we'll let you head back to go to work.
Good to be with you guys.
Chat with you later this week. I know Farm Bill this week and the Water Resources Bill. And
yeah, two big ones, Water Resource Development Act, and then we'll be on the Farm Bill Committee. So a lot going on and both good stuff. And congrats to Rich Goldsberry, president of Bobcat and the whole company. We really appreciate what they do.
Well, we look forward to speaking with you a little bit later this week concerning some big issues here for North Dakota.
Good deal.
Thanks, Senator. Senator John Hoven, one of the contingent of folks that joined the folks from Bobcat today, Governor Dalrymple here, Mayor Warford, Bismarck as well, Senators Heitkamp, Hoven, and Congressman Kramer. A good day for Bobcat. Rich, welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you, Scott. We're certainly happy to be here in Bismarck today. It's an exciting event for us and for our company.
And is the tally over 2,000 employees of Bobcat now across the state of North Dakota?
It's actually a little higher than that, but just to give you a general sense, we're over 2,000 employees in North Dakota.
So the groundbreaking today, tell us about what this facility will do and what is new and innovative about what you're starting here.
Well, we call it an acceleration center. And it's an interesting term, and the reason we call it that is that we feel that our whole company should be innovative, and we are an innovative company. But the real crux of this facility will be to accelerate ideas faster. And what we've found and what we believe is that the global market, to be successful in the global market, you need to bring products and services to market quicker to be competitive. And what this facility will do for us is allow us to test out new ideas, to take those innovation ideas that we already had. We had some of them already. And to put them into steel and mock them up and show them to customers, show them to dealers faster than we could before, and then bring them to production faster.
How do you do it now?
Well, we do it in many different facilities, and it's not as fast as we'd like it to be. Any company that isn't forward-thinking and doing it in new ways is going to be doomed long-term, right? And so this is just one example of how we want to get better.
Rich, tell us about what went into locating this facility here, because we've got the manufacturing here, now we've got the innovation side of things that's expanding here in North Dakota. I know you were curried by a lot of other locations wanting mm-hmm. to bring this innovation to their states and helping their economies. What went into that thought process, and why is it located here in Bismarck?
Well, the first thing we have to realize, and I, of course, know this, and it bears repeating, is that we've been very successful attracting North Dakota talent. A lot of our engineering talent, a lot of our employees are from North Dakota and embody that spirit of innovation, that spirit of can-do. We've been very successful in attracting employees to North Dakota. We attract a lot of folks from NDSU, the engineering college there, et cetera. So that's been a big part of our overall long-term success. And so for us, when we looked at other areas throughout the country, we felt we'd lose some of that. We'd lose some of that legendary piece that grew us as a business in the first place.
It goes back to that North Dakota work ethic.
Right, right. And, you know, a lot of the guys who start, women, men and women, who start on a farm, start in a ranch, working with construction equipment, working with that loader, working with that tiller, et cetera, have a natural aptitude towards working with the ground, working with equipment. So we look for that. That's an important piece of it. But suffice it to say that, you know, we worked very closely with the city of Bismarck. It's very natural. Certainly the oil patch has made Bismarck a hot place to be. And the first question out of a lot of people's minds is, how are you going to find employees? And frankly, we haven't had any problem. Employees that maybe left the state or are looking for an opportunity to come back to the state to be closer to their families. This is the place for that. So we're excited about that. Now, one of the things we did when we decided what we're going to build here, in Bismarck was we went around and benchmarked a lot of other companies. We went and looked at facilities that Microsoft had, looked at facilities that Polaris had, a number of other forward-thinking companies that had built innovation centers and how they did it. So that's what we tried to attempt to embody here in this location.
What was Atlanta offering? What kind of carrot were they dangling in other places? I mean, the economy's in tough shape in most of the other 49 states, so
yeah,
I would imagine they were courting you strongly, as Steve mentioned.
Yeah, it's unique that North Dakota didn't experience some of the recession that the other parts of the country did. Certainly, they're very active in terms of that pursuit. But we felt strongly with the footprint we already had here that it made a lot of sense.
How's the market doing for Bobcat? Obviously, the economy was tough on a manufacturing business. You're in the light construction world, and that things bouncing back. What are you seeing?
Yeah, Scott, when we spoke a couple of years ago, we talked about the recession in general. And frankly, pre-recession, there was about 2 million housing starts in North America. Today, and it went as low as about 400,000 to 500,000 housing starts. So it went down by three quarters, right? And today it's about 1 million, which isn't bad. I don't know that we'll ever get back to pre-recession. We consider that somewhat of a bubble. But frankly, we're profitable. Our customers are coming back into the industry in general, the ones that are building homes. And if you've looked at the home market throughout North America, you'll see there's a lot of action out there recently. So we're excited. We're emboldened by that. We think it's a good indicator for our industry and for our company.
And you've weathered the storm.
Yeah, we weathered the storm. We had to make some tough decisions, but those were to make sure we were able to be successful now and in the future.
Moving forward, you speak of the future. Where is that growth? What do you look at that growth footprint? Is it in agriculture? Is it in oil? Is it in construction? Where is the biggest direction of growth for Bobcat?
The short term, the biggest is in construction, in the landscaping, the guys that work on doing concrete work, flat work as we call it. You see a lot of that. Ag is an interesting piece. It's been very strong the last number of years, but it's a smaller part of our portfolio. Certainly, a lot of ranchers, a lot of farmers appreciate a skid steer loader on their farm, but that's a smaller piece of it. We grew out of the ag industry in the first place.
Fascinating North Dakota story. Actually, Minnesota and North Dakota story. Really,
yes.
The skid steer loader was born in a garage in Rosse, Minnesota, and then went to Gwinner and gone around the world from there. Rich, congratulations on a great day. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.
New Acceleration Center, Bobcat Bismarck. More after this. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brand. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime. NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's something happening here.
We are back live, open air edition of What's on Your Mind today. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. What's on your mind? Let us know at 800-228-0550. We are open air today because, as we mentioned throughout the program, Bobcat breaking ground today on a new acceleration center. And a longtime employee of Bobcat, Troy Kraft, is with us, 24-year employee, now their vice president of engineering, to talk a little bit about the evolution of Bobcat over the decades here in North Dakota. Troy, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. Exciting day for us at Bobcat, so thank you.
So I would imagine, as VP of engineering, one of your jobs is recruiting the best engineers, right?
Absolutely. We're always looking for the best engineers we can find here in North Dakota.
And how does this new facility help you do that?
Well, I think this is going to be wonderful for us. Great recruiting tool. It's certainly a lot of excitement just for our own team, so we know it's going to be a lot of excitement bringing new talent in.
Troy, from a standpoint of having this facility here in North Dakota, what does it mean to the folks that are in Gwinner, the folks that are here in Bismarck already? What does it mean to have this facility here to kind of lead in the technology for the growth of both places?
Well, I think for both groups of employees, this is going to be a huge benefit. And you heard a little bit about it today. We're going to have new features that we've never had in the past, an indoor driving arena, which, you know, in North Dakota, that's a huge benefit in the middle of winter to have a place to go to dig with our products. And for our engineering teams in both locations, they're gonna all get to, you know, to take advantage of that.
Where do you get most of your engineers from?
We get, I would say most of our engineers come from North Dakota or Upper Midwest. And NDSU is a huge recruiting tool for us. We have a presence on the campus at North Dakota State University in their incubator center, and certainly it's a great tool for us as well.
Are you hiring always?
Well, I would say in the last 2 years we've been hiring pretty consistently. You know, when we went through the downturn, we weren't hiring near as many, but right now we've got several openings in engineering. So,
what kind of a company is Bobcat to work for? What do you give in the way of a pitch when you're recruiting those engineers?
Well, I can tell you this. When I started here, and I worked for Cummins Engine Company before I came to Bobcat, the one thing I noticed at Bobcat is it's a very hands-on company. You're not going to work with just one small subsystem. You're going to get to work with the entire machine. You're going to get your hands on product out in the shop. You're going to get to go out and run product. Now, that's another great part about Bobcat is we have a product that you can actually take home and run and get very, very familiar with. So it's a great product for engineers.
For an engineering student coming out, named Bobcat, that's one of the benchmarks you to be involved with because it's here. I mean, a lot of those students that are North Dakota students recognize the name, and that's a little bit of an extra incentive. Do you have difficulty picking and choosing the quality of talent you get here, or how do you diversify the innovation side and balance that with the students that are coming from locally and regionally that want to be part of the Bobcat family?
Well, one of the tools that we have that we use is our intern program. And so we get a chance to test drive young engineers as they're going to college, find out about what their interests are, find out what their background is. And over the years, I think we've developed a pretty consistent profile of what, you know, types of folks that we're looking for, you know, hands-on folks, that are very, very good from an engineering perspective, but have the types of interests in agriculture and mechanized systems that we're looking for. So that's one tool that we use. And obviously, you know, we, depending on what type of experience we're looking for, we can go out and find that experience at, you know, 5-10 years of experience in the industry as well.
One of the things I've heard about in this new acceleration center, and by the way, why is it called acceleration? What are we accelerating?
Well, we talked about many different opportunities for naming, and we decided to have a contest internally in the organization, submit ideas. What we're really looking for is to accelerate product development, not the traditional, you know, 2-3 year design cycles. We want to compress that as much as possible. So that's a goal here. We're going to bring product development. We're going to bring operations. We're going to bring testing. We're going to bring all of the cross-functional resources needed to make this happen and try and compress the design cycle. So thus the term acceleration.
All right, and I understand one of the rooms is like an oval-shaped room that has whiteboard all the way around the walls?
Yeah, it's an idea that we picked up from a company that we did some work with out in Boston. It's called Akiva. It is a round-shaped conference room. Just trying to emphasize no boundaries, no ends, no corners, and continuous flow of ideas.
And you can write on the walls.
Absolutely.
I like that idea, Steve. I started that in my garage now, and the kids think I'm crazy. But, you know, you write on the walls. What the heck? I mean, there's some of the famous restaurants out there let you, you know, write things on the wall.
I love some of those places.
All the better to do it at work, right? So you can just throw those ideas right there on the whiteboard before you forget them.
That's right.
You know, that's an interesting point, though, because you never know where innovation is going to come from and what's going to spark an idea. And quite often it's a cascading effect. Somebody will come up with one piece of innovation and somebody will build on that and it'll fall downhill. It's like dominoes falling down, and that's where some of the best ideas come.
Yes, absolutely. It's a high-tech sketch on a napkin.
So, Bobcat is sort of the attachment thing has taken off. How many different attachments are there for Bobcat?
We have over 600 different SKUs, as we call them, of attachments, but probably about 85 different categories of attachments for all of our products.
So, I mean, is it feasible that the idea for an attachment starts on a whiteboard?
Oftentimes. We get ideas from everywhere. We get customers that email us with concepts. We get inventors, our own team, so we're always getting introduced to new ideas of attachments.
How many different applications are there for Bobcat products? You think ag, you think flat work, you think the construction trades.
Landscaping. Yeah, I mean.
It's unendable, but how many realistic applications, when you sit down from a business perspective standpoint, is it limitless?
It is limitless. I mean, we do bucketize and we do focus on many of the markets that you talked about, landscaping, ag, homeowners with acreage, the construction, demolition, recycling. But we are seeing new applications all the time. And thus, we're always seeing new attachments, really focused on those new opportunities. So I think it is limitless. I've seen it grow for my entire career. I know when I first started, we probably had maybe around a dozen, 15 attachments that we were focused on. And today, you know, like I said, 85 plus, you know, major categories of attachments.
And for folks that you know, have heard us talk about an acceleration center, basically what all this facility will be about is just new innovative ideas and actually having it be you know, a hands-on way to sort of develop these ideas, right?
It's products and processes and business systems. So we're not limiting this facility to just focusing on products. Our goal is to develop the products here along with the process and pick those processes up and move them into our manufacturing locations very, very seamlessly. So, again, not just products.
24-year employee of Bobcat, now the Vice President of Engineering, Troy Kraft, with us. Troy, thanks a bunch.
You bet. Thank you.
Exciting day for everyone that's part of the Bobcat family. Now north of 2,000 employees between plants in Bismarck and Gwinner, and, of course, the synergy you mentioned earlier at NDSU. So, it was worth being outside for the entire show today.
Great North Dakota company. Of course, the roots in Rosse, Minnesota, but one of the bright, shining stars when you start looking at the landscape of North Dakota. And it goes back to that argument. Is it agriculture? Is it energy? Is it manufacturing? Is it tourism? You know, what's the biggest piece of the pie in North Dakota? It's all of them.
It is, and that's one of the nice things. I think, obviously, energy and especially oil development crowds out a lot of the, it's just such a big deal worldwide that it becomes a story we talk about ourselves more, and others talk about us, quite a bit. But, you know, we take egg for granted, right, because it's been such a fabric of
I like to eat.
Of the North Dakota economy. Well, I think in general we do as a state, but, I mean, manufacturing really takes a backseat to those two big gorillas and pillars of the North Dakota economy. But I think you're right, Steve. They're all an important part. And once we actually get summer, which supposedly is coming today, then we can actually even talk a little bit about tourism, too.
So. I was going to go fishing this afternoon, but we're supposed to also have 40-mile-an-hour winds this afternoon. So
let's get back to the calls. We have some folks waiting to weigh in. A number of hot topics that we started the day with, and an off-air call that is waiting to weigh in. And on-air calls waiting as well at 800-228-0550. Aaron, go ahead and roll out calls.
Hi.
Hi. This is
Mark. Just a quick comment about the ongoing gay marriage debate. Just, I'm a little weary of it because, number one, you folks keep mentioning traditional marriage, and that there is no such thing. Marriage is marriage. We don't have to put labels on marriage. It wasn't made by man. It was made by God. There is no gay marriage, whether a man says there is or isn't, whether the laws say there is or is not. I wish everyone would stop referring to things that cannot be. There cannot be gay marriage. There is no such thing as traditional marriage. It is simply marriage. It cannot be redefined by man. Thank you.
I hear what he's saying. It's not ours to redefine. And if you read the Bible, you would share that view, which I do. However, obviously the government, in most recently the state of Minnesota, is in the process of redefining it from a government standpoint. So he's saying it's not ours to redefine, and I believe he's right. But, I mean, governments obviously now in 12 states beg to differ, Steve.
Yeah, it's a case of government being involved with people's lives too much, I think.
Here's what bugs me. We have much bigger fish to fry.
True.
We have a lot bigger fish to fry.
Especially in a state like Minnesota that's, for all intents and purposes, broke.
And quite honestly, gay marriage, when you talk about the amount of people that would want to engage in a same-sex marriage, you're talking about single-digit percentages of folks, right? I mean, this is a small group of people, but they're very loud. They're a loud minority, and they are the ones that are pushing for a redefinition of marriage. They are the reason we're talking about this issue. You know what I mean? I think folks that would be conservative and have the viewpoint that caller just did sort of get labeled as a result of having a firm opinion on this particular issue. But we're not the reason it's being discussed. I mean, the activists want to redefine marriage. I'd much rather we talk about, much more important issues. These things consume, in this case, it consumed a big chunk of the minute. Guns and grabbing them, and gay marriage were the two most prominent issues of the Minnesota legislative session. That and wanting, more of your money.
Guns are the big issue here in North Dakota, too. But I think we...
From a different perspective,
yeah. Though. It's amazing how two people are divided by a common border.
Elections have consequences, as they say. All right, a few more minutes for you to weigh in. 800-228-0550 with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure, they're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org. CU as in credit union, on the road.org, and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give a 100% guarantee if that smell ever comes back, call us up. We'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind. Beth, what's on your mind this morning?
Hi, two things. God bless Heidi Heidkamp for backing the North Dakotans. I, for one, am a female hunter. I depend on my venison to cover at least half of the year in supplies. Thank you very much.
Hey, Beth, quick question for you. You think she's doing a good job, in your opinion, on reaching out to representing North Dakotans?
Yes, she is doing. She's doing an awesome, fabulous job, not only on the gun control, but the Farm Bureau Bill Aid. I can sympathize with the farmers. I grew up on a farm in the state of Oregon, and without that rain or without that water or without that supply, you came to SOL.
Well, we'll have to talk to her later this week. We'll see if we can get her on to talk about WARDA, which is the water resources, and the farm bill, because we should have some news on that later this week. What was the rest of your comment?
The rest of my comment was for the gay bill. I, for one, I am very nonchalant about it. I am a cab driver in Bismarck, and when they have their drag queen festivals and so forth, it's quite common that I get sent because of my outlook on it. As long as you don't push it on me, we'll get along great.
Is that an issue? Is it that much of an issue that some taxi cab drivers refuse to go pick up gay individuals?
if they don't know that they're gay, they'll find out later on in the ride, and there's all kinds of stories to tell. But the other part of it is if you look at it from my perspective, too, as a female, if I want to go someplace and I want to have a good time going out dancing, throwing darts or whatever, I have a couple of friends here in Bismarck that are gays, and we have the best time of our life because if somebody comes to hit on them, I tell them to back off. And if they come to hit on me, they do likewise. So it's the safest type of relationship that I can actually think of to be a friend with them. And if a lot more people had that attitude, they wouldn't have all this conflict.
Beth, did you say there's a drag queen festival?
Yeah, they have a drag queen festival. It used to be held down at the Ramcota. And this year it was held up at the, it was the old Doublewood, now it's the Ramada.
Drag shows are awesome, they're fun.
They had it.
Excuse me?
What?
Yeah. Steve's expressing his...
I've been to drag shows, I've DJed drag shows back in the day when I just spun records. It's a fun party. Not my cup of tea to participate in, but
no, thank you.
But everybody's having fun.
Beth, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Others waiting. Let's get to the calls at 800-228-0550. Steve, you're next. What's on your mind?
We just lost Steve.
Todd, what's on your mind?
Oh, don't ever do that, Scott. I thought I warned you.
Todd was having
I was going to say, you've been warned.
A little Todd withdrawal here, for crying out loud. He's been manning the phones today along with Aaron, and the phones have been busy. So,
whole day didn't mention Todd once until that last few moments.
And it was going so well.
Of course, Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio God, and K-Fire 550. So, for those that don't know.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Long a part of the K-Fire family. Thank you, Todd. Good to,
sure.
to hear your voice, yes. 800-228-0550. Is it really going to be 93 degrees today?
I think it is.
We need someone from the weather world to explain how we could freeze all weekend and then flip a switch and hit the 90s.
Well, especially for those in Minnesota that had an iced-up fishing opener. And have you seen the video from down at Lake Mille Lacs and some of the other lakes that have been having ice jams shoved up and taking out their cabins? And,
yeah,
the damage from these ice jams getting shoved up onto the shore.
That was a worldwide photo, that ice jam at Mille Lacs Lake. Went everywhere. All right, let's go to Doug. Doug, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. I'm wondering if Mitch McConnell pays for his free health insurance.
You wonder if he pays for his free health insurance. What do you mean?
I would guess not if it's free.
Yeah, I was going to have a little conundrum there.
Well, he gets free health insurance, and he wants all the rest of us not to pay for it.
Well, you're talking about his benefit as a senator, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So you like the idea of free health insurance. Do you think there is such a thing as free health insurance, Doug?
Well, isn't that hypocritical for the Republicans to be so opposed to national health insurance and they get it free? The senators and congressmen?
I actually think that idea of having members of Congress have the very same health care that they propose for everyone else is a very good idea, but I'm more interested in your idea of what free health insurance is. In other words, if health insurance was free for every American, do you think it would really be free, or would it cost you and every other taxpayer a lot of money, Doug?
Well, let me ask you this. Israel has free health insurance. Are they stupid?
Well, they're a lot smaller than the United States of America, for one.
Well, what about France and Germany and Britain and Canada and Australia, Norway, Sweden, all have free health insurance? Are they all stupid?
A few of those countries you mentioned are broke. So, I said a few of those countries you mentioned are broke. So, you know, they're teetering on, obviously, a good chunk of Europe is paying the price for the cradle-to-grave mentality that they have put forward for many years. I'm more interested in what's on your mind, though, Doug. What do you want to have happen? Give me your utopia. Magic wand in Doug's hand, what happens with health insurance in America?
No country is more broke than the United States.
We're not far from it. We're not far from it, but I don't think that's accurate. No, I mean, we're not quite Greece yet, Doug, but I appreciate your call. We're up against the clock. We got to go. Darn it anyway, because this was starting to get fun with Doug. Steve, we'll see you tomorrow. Should we do this again?
Let's do it again tomorrow, another Tuesday right here. It's What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.